I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Let's head to Florida for the first dummy. A Florida man was arrested after performing movie-type car stunts in a grocery store parking lot. The guy was drifting and speeding in his orange Scion.
Yes.
Ooh. Get it, guy.
Get it with the Scion.
Would that turn you on, like if a guy can whip his car and do those donuts and just make smoke burn?
Yes.
That's so, so hot. Cops saw that. They were right across the street. The man nearly hit a vehicle as several people watched.
Ooh.
The officer stopped the man short time later and found a bag of cocaine inside his car. He was charged with reckless driving and facing drug charges. Once again, like, okay, you're going to be a dumbass and drive around a parking lot like, woo, look what I can do with my Scion. Why do you got to have the coke on you?
It all makes sense, though. Cocaine and that kind of behavior makes sense.
Yeah, where are you going to put the coke?
I don't know. In a safe spot where if you get pulled over, cops won't find it?
Somebody will take it.
I don't know. Hide it. Put it in the ground. Do what my grandparents did. Bury it with their money. Something. Let's go across the sea to Ireland for this next dummy of the day. A guy named Martin from Ireland took his wife Kathleen out for their 42nd birthday last year. That's so nice for her 42nd birthday. That's a nice guy. He took her to a bar.
Okay.
So she could watch him play pool with his friends.
No, no.
You know this is going to end bad. She's already upset. That birthday surprise, well, it made her pretty angry. And when Martin said hi to a woman named Michelle, Kathleen snapped and beat up Michelle on the spot.
Oh, man, he deserves it.
It's like, hi, Michelle. Oh, hell no. She snapped.
Or she deserves it.
Yeah, not the poor woman. Oh, by the way, this woman right here that she had to go with her husband on her birthday to the pool hall, like where they're doing their stuff. She has 10 kids. So like the one day for her to get away, relax and enjoy it, she's got to go follow her husband to watch him play pool.
She has a right to be angry, but she should have taken her anger out on the guy.
Yeah, Kathleen was in court earlier this month and she pled guilty to assault. She didn't have any priors, so she got a $600 fine and she's banned from going to any bars for a year. I like how they do it in other countries too. It's not just like, hey, you can't go to Joe's bar for a year or for life. It's like any bar. Like,
Do
they have your photo up on the wall? Like, oh, here she comes. Here's Kathleen.
Yeah, how are they going to know?
I don't know. And this one right here, Alex, is really dangerous. Luckily, nobody lost an eye or anything. Cops in Colorado showed up to a house to investigate a possible break-in. This happened on Monday after the burglar alarm went off. So they get the notification. They end up showing up. Well, good thing is it ended up not being a break-in, but they did have a run-in with the homeowner who was kind of upset and crazy. 45-year-old Leonard was home when they got there, but he didn't say he was the owner. Like, that's the first thing I would do. Cops get there like, oh, hey, what's going on? I'm Joe. I live here.
Right.
But he didn't say that. He's just yelling at him and stuff. Well, that wasn't good. So they thought he was the burglar and ordered him, come outside with your hands up. He said, hell no. He refused and then went back inside.
Ooh.
And then they went after him. Like, we're not going to let this guy, like, barricade himself in. So his response as they come running in, he starts shooting fireworks off at them. At that point, the cops were like, oh, get out of here. So they ran back outside. Then he followed them out and shot more fireworks at them. So I don't know if he had, like, bottle rockets or, like, I don't know what he was holding.
Yikes.
Roman candles,
He's
something
so
like that.
He's lucky he didn't get shot because the cops easily could have at first thought that was gunfire.
I'm not done with the story yet.
Oh.
So they released a dog on him, which chased him back inside. And during all the chaos, one of the fireworks he shot actually set his house on fire.
Holy crap.
I mean, those things are dangerous. They get hot, they get warm, and there's flames. He had to run outside because of all the smoke, and the police dog took him down. Firefighters eventually got the fire out an hour later.
Wow.
Yeah, luckily no one was hurt except for Leonard, who had to be treated for some dog bites and smoke inhalation. His house, though, was damaged, and actually, let me correct that. Somebody was hurt. Unfortunately, his cat didn't make it out of the house fire.
Oh, the cat. What an idiot. He must have had a psychotic break or something. I don't understand why he started acting like that.
Yeah, he's not doing well. He's facing charges now for arson, cruelty to animals, reckless endangerment, resisting arrest. The photo, though, is just like, you're like, oh my God. It's like, look, it's like a news station or somebody took it or the police. Like, you see, like, all this smoke coming out like it's a concert or something. There's fireworks shooting off.
Good grief.
And he's laying on the
ground.
It's
a Super Bowl halftime show.
It is. Watch out. Justin Timberlake's got nothing on that. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Founder of Playboy magazine, Hugh Hefner, died yesterday at the age of 91 from natural causes at the Playboy Mansion. Hefner is survived by 4 children and his third wife, 31-year-old Crystal Hefner. By his own account, Hefner had sex with more than 1,000 women, including many pictured in his magazine. However, Hefner maintained that he was a relatively late bloomer, remaining a virgin until he was 21. In 2011, Hefner told the New York Times that he had already chosen and paid for his final resting place, a crypt next to Marilyn Monroe's in Westwood. Here he is explaining why he always wore pajamas.
Once I realized that I could get away with it, then, you know, it was a wonderful moment. Very, very comfortable. My big decision of the day is, you know, what color pajamas to put on. I usually wear black during the day, and then more colorful at night. It's very comfortable. It's very nice.
If you were excited at the possibility of Peyton Manning getting into politics, don't hold your breath. During an interview with the talk show 3HL, Peyton said, "I certainly have an interest in politics and in our country. I just have zero interest in being a politician." The FBI and CIA documents related to the assassination of President Kennedy are due to be released to the public October 26th, including 3,000 documents that have never been seen by the public. This is so litty. In 1992, Congress mandated that all assassination documents be released with 25 years unless the president decides it would harm intelligence, law enforcement, military operations, or foreign relations. President Trump has the power to stop the release if he wishes, but scholars feel that they have been secret long enough, and it is time for the public to have full access. Come on! Yes!
We're not going to get it. I want to know so bad who really did it. Because there, you know, it's
if
like
any
a job.
President was going to release it, though, I think it would be Trump because he's all, you know, drain the swamp, blah, blah, blah. So I think it is a possibility.
What if it was like Ted Cruz's dad, though, or something? Would he do that? Would he release the information?
Maybe he'll release information about Ted Cruz being the Zodiac killer.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. That's my favorite conspiracy theory. The mastermind behind Kim Kardashian's Paris robbery is trying to extend an olive branch by writing her an apology letter, but Kim ain't buying what he's selling. Kim's legal team in France received a letter handwritten in French that was translated by Kim's attorneys. It reads, "After observing your emotion and realizing the psychological damage I inflicted, I decided to write to you. I want to come across as a human being to tell you how much I regret my gesture and how much I have been moved and touched to see you in tears." Apparently, he's seen clips of her show on TV, but sources say Kim found his words hollow and is only trying to appear remorseful before trial.
Did you not want to play the audio of the guy like apologizing? He was on camera. The French guy.
Oh, I didn't know there was that.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian. Sorry.
Sounds sincere if you ask me.
Actual audio.
Yeah, there you go.
Rolling Stone ranked the top 30 steamiest music videos of all time. The top five, number five, Janet Jackson, Anytime, Anyplace. Number four, Britney Spears, I'm a Slave for You. Number three, Madonna, Justify My Love. And coming in at number two, Prince, Kiss. And number one, I don't know this song. I need to learn myself a thing because it's Chris Isaac, Wicked Game.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I don't know that song. Do you?
What a wicked thing to do.
Okay,
you know that one now?
Yeah, I think I do.
Can we get for the next garbage? Can we get audio? We need to play that song.
I know.
Yes.
But MYK's impersonation sounds like Elvis to me.
So did Chris Isaac.
Oh, he does. Is that thing? Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake has been asked to perform the Super Bowl halftime show in Minneapolis on February 4th. The pop star is finalizing his deal. Some reports suggested that Justin might perform with Jay-Z for the game, but an insider says as of right now, it will just be Justin. No surprise performers. Nipplegate, by the way, happened 13 years ago when JT exposed Janet Jackson's breast at the Super Bowl on live TV.
What if his ding-dong comes out? Would that be worse than her nipple or no? Like, what's worse for you to see on TV? Like a wiener?
Probably,
or,
yes.
Or a boob?
Probably a wiener. A full-length behind-the-scenes special about Katy Perry's four-day Witness worldwide live stream will premiere on YouTube Red, their streaming subscription service, on October 4th. The film is called Will You Be My Witness and shows the creation of the live stream as well as the aftermath of Katy being on camera 24 hours a day. And Cardi B's dentist says business is booming after Cardi B rapped about getting her teeth fixed in Bodak Yellow.
Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you hold no ring.
Dr. Catrice Austin's famous clientele includes DJ Khaled, Toni Braxton, Omarosa, and Busta Rhymes. Dr. Austin says Cardi B's porcelain veneers cost as much as a luxury SUV.
Alex, the hoes do need to know that stuff ain't cheap.
The hoes need
got
to know.
Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you hoes know it ain't cheap.
Make sure you brush and floss every day.
That is the garbage.
We had some breaking news overnight and this morning. I actually just saw it was the lead story on Good Morning America, too. We have an update here. They might have found a connection between something that happened in Colorado and the Delphi murders.
Yeah, so they think possibly they could have maybe caught the guy, I guess.
They might have. Totally separate things, but kind of tie them all together here. This is from RTV6 kind of talking about it.
The man on the left, the man who killed Abby Williams and Libby German in Delphi more than 7 months ago. Tonight, investigators are working to determine if they have finally caught the killer. Good evening to you. That man, Daniel Nations, is now in custody in Colorado tonight, accused of threatening several hikers on the trail near Colorado Springs, that same trail where a man was shot and killed 2 weeks ago. Now, Daniel Nations has not been charged for that man's murder, but those crimes involving trails and Nations' status as a sex offender have investigators looking into whether he could have killed Abby Williams and Libby German. Nations and his wife arrested on Monday with two young children in their car, a car with expired Indiana plates. Both Nations and his wife were wanted in other states. Abby Williams and Libby German, were killed back in February while hiking. Tonight, state police tell Call 6 investigates they are aware of the arrest of Daniel Nations. But for now, there is nothing that definitively connects him to their investigation in Delphi. They say if that should change with this arrest or any others, they will release that information with media outlets. Still tonight, investigators want to hear from you. If you have any information, on the deaths of Abby Williams and Libby German, you can call the tip line shown on your screen. That number is 844-459-5786.
Wow. Okay, now if you haven't seen the photo yet.
This is what did it in for me. So I just put it on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Give us a follow. We always post stuff having to do with the show and all that good stuff. This sketch, I totally see the resemblance, or the actual photo of this Daniel Nations guy that was just arrested, and then the sketch that they had of the guy that they thought was the murderer. Totally see the difference. Their noses to me are very similar, and their eyes are both very far apart, thin lips. He has a little bit more facial hair, but I mean, that's, you can change that up easily. It looks like he got, if this is the same person, they definitely got a haircut. I mean, I can see it. Can you see it?
I kind of can. I mean, obviously, like, you might want to convince yourself sometimes. You start doing psychological stuff to, like, seeing things to, like, connect them. But looking at the photo that was taken on the left, and you can see this Joe and Alex Show on our Instagram, the actual mugshot from this guy getting arrested in Colorado the other day, and then the original sketch where people just kind of guess what this guy would be like, they are very similar with the nose structure. Obviously, facial hair can change. I mean, you can grow a beard, right, shave a beard, all that stuff. His eyebrows kind of look like they'd be the same, and I don't know. There's, in the sketch, he has a hat on. That's a little bit different. But producer MYK, have you had a chance to actually look at these kind of side-by-side sketches and different photos?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's pretty similar, except there's like another mile in between his forehead that they forgot to cover.
Well, he doesn't have a hat on like the sketch. Yeah. At Joe and Alex Show on Instagram, so you can see this comment if you think that this could be the same person. Here's the thing that's shocking to me. So they were talking about on that news clip that you just played from RTV6 how Daniel Nations is a sex offender, and I am pretty sure that no one's ever said anything about the two girls from Delphi being sexually assaulted. They were just murdered, right? So
I haven't heard anything.
If this is the guy that did it, I just think that would be, that's the only thing to me that would be different is, like, I can't imagine a sex offender being around two girls and then he just murders them but then doesn't sexually assault them. You know what I mean? Like, that's what he does. So that would be different to me. So I don't know. They do look similar.
But how crazy would it be, too? Like, and maybe I misheard it from somebody or I misread it, but didn't they say that this guy, though, and maybe it was in the story, there's just so much to take in, that, like, he had expired Indiana plates? Is that true?
Oh, yeah, and he had expired Indiana plates, so that's why he got pulled over. Well, that, and he had, like, been threatening people with an axe or something. Okay, so somebody just commented on Instagram. El McCarthy said, have you seen the one of him before he went on the run? No. Send it to us. DM it.
Yeah,
I want to see
it. Let us know and go check it out right now. Joan Alex Show on our Instagram. And let us know if you think, hey, this might be a possible connection. Hopefully, this is somebody. Because this has been going on for like, what, 7, 8 months? Like, for a long time, we've had no answers.
And yeah.
And this might be the break that they need in the case.
Even if he is not the Delphi murderer, even if he isn't, we still got another sex offender and crazy person clearly off the street. So there's a silver lining there.
All right, go check that out right now. Joe and Alex Show on our Instagram. Alrighty, alright. Everybody okay over here?
I just dropped my lotion.
She dropped her motion lotion, and I couldn't find a pen that worked. There's a whole bunch of chaos going on over here.
I know we look amazing. If you check us out online, Joe and Alex, you're like, God, they're the best looking morning show in Indy.
Ew, not me right now.
I'm kidding.
Smallest
you're
lotion.
Kidding.
I'm kidding.
You're supposed to say, Alex, you're still beautiful without makeup.
Alex, you're beautiful. Makeup makes you look uglier. You're so beautiful.
Does that say sleepy lotion?
Yeah.
Wrong lotion.
Yeah, it's this new lotion. One of my favorite products right now.
Product plug.
Okay, so Lush Cosmetics has this new lotion called Sleepy. It has like lavender and stuff in it. I'm obsessed. Fun fact about me, I love anything that smells like lavender. So.
Hey, this is Joe, and my favorite deodorant to use in the morning is Old Spice. Anything you want to plug over there, MYK?
I don't have anything to plug here.
This lotion is supposed to help you fall asleep.
This big pen that works, unlike that other one.
You're supposed to put this on before bed to make you tired. And
so you're going
to
do it before the show. Okay.
And so
Alex,
I put it on during the show.
Stay woke.
I know. I'm trying to stay woke. But I love the smell of lavender so much that I had to put it on now. But I bet this would work good for kids that are having trouble going to bed.
Well, usually Benadryl or like Jack Daniels does.
Smell my hand.
Get
come
it
here.
Away. Nope. We got a game
it's
to play.
It's lotion.
Alex.
It's not gross. It smells good. Will you smell it?
Kayla, are you gonna smell Alex's hand?
Oh, my bad.
Sure.
All right, Kayla will smell it. Okay, Kayla, take a big whiff through the phone. Alex will put her hand up to the mic.
Okay, perfect.
What do you think?
Do you like it?
Smells so good.
There we go. All right, Kayla, do you want to be on Team Joe or Team Alex today for the Joe and Alex Show Music Battle?
I'm going to have to pick Team Alex.
Of course, because she smells so good.
That's right.
All right, Kayla and Alex got you locked in there. And let's go to line number one, which means Anthony. Do you want to take a whiff of me, Anthony, real quick? You can smell through the phone if you'd like.
All right, let's give it a shot.
All right, go ahead, man.
Ah, man, I don't know about that.
you did a very light sniff, Anthony. All right, this is simple. You guys sit back on hold, and our names are going to be our buzzers. We get to give both the title and the, I guess, the main artist. Those are 1 point each. We can guess the theme of all the songs for 3 points at one time. Sorry, I'm distracted by that lotion you're wearing now. And we can go to our lifeline, which is going to be Kayla for Alex and Anthony for me, Joe, one time.
What are they playing for?
They are playing for NBA 2K18. This is the hot game, guys. So are you ready to go, Alex?
Yes.
I get nervous whenever we do the battle. You ready, producer MYK?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Joe!
Alex.
NSYNC, It's Gonna Be Me.
2 points for Alex.
Hey, there is a part of this song. Nobody else notices this besides me, but there's a part in the song where they totally go, it's gonna be. They do. It's a fart noise. And when I was 7 years old, I thought that was the funniest.
Is this it?
Not this part. There is a part in the song, though. I am telling you, he says it's gonna be.
I think they say it's gonna be May, but whatever. We'll give that one to you. Here we go. Song number two. Joe.
Alex.
I love for the world. Bruno Mars!
Missed it.
Damn it.
Alex?
Crap. It's not Bruno Mars. I think it's B.O.B. Nothing on you, B.O.B.
2 points for Alex.
Damn it. Oh, I get nervous because she guesses instantly as soon as I hit the button.
I don't all the time. If I know it, I do.
All right, what's the score going into the third song? This isn't looking good.
Score is 4 points. Alex and Kayla, 0. Joe and Anthony.
Okay. Woo!
Yeah, woo! I'm so happy. And Alex smells so good. Woo!
He's right, just salty.
Here we go. Song number three.
Alex.
Alex.
ASAP Rocky, effing problem.
2 points for Alex and Kayla.
Oh, can I tell you, on my 21st birthday, I got up on top of the bar and they gave me a mic and I rapped this whole song in front of the bar.
I would have accepted problems and the complete F word if you wanted to get balls in.
Would you have just beat me? Bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve it.
Okay.
Epic, classic, iconic.
All right, gonna need to pull something out of my booty here. Song number four is... Joe. Two Live Crew, Miso Honey.
2 points for Joe and Anthony.
What is the correlation?
Yeah, I'm trying to put these all together.
Can I guess the theme?
No, sure.
No.
All artists have some sort of symbol or something like a period, you know, some sort of thing like that in their name.
Symbol in their name?
A symbol, number, something like that. Like, you know, like something that's not a letter.
That is not the theme, Alex Kangas. It's Omo.
Yes, I have a chance here.
I was thinking dollar sign, period, the number two. Okay.
All right, we're going into song number five here. What is the score? Producer MYK.
6 points for Alex and Kayla. 2 points for Joe and Anthony.
Joe and Anthony, here we go, guys. Here we go, bros. I'm talking in third person.
Yeah, weirdo.
Let's do this. Whoever's heavy breathing, please control yourself. Song number five is... Joe. Get Down Tonight, that's Cool in the Gang.
1 point for the song title.
Alex, I want to guess the artist. It's Casey and the Sunshine Band.
1 point for Alex and Kayla.
Millennials think they don't know, but I do know.
Unfortunately, Joe, if you got 3 points for this, you still wouldn't get it because Alex is ahead by four. Alex and Kayla win.
Shout out to Kyle and Stephanie Clark for teaching me all about the classic tunes.
Oh, you're supposed to play her off, Joe. You're supposed to raise the music.
Chicken nuggets. What was the theme this week?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Because we're giving away NBA 2K18, the artist's name started NB.
Oh my God!
2K1 and 8.
Dude, that is, I'm just amazing.
You even thought
of that.
Who was 1 and 8?
One Direction, 8-Ball, and MJG.
Those were extras we didn't get to.
We didn't even get to this good stuff.
Those are the tiebreakers. You know, we do five every week.
I don't know this song. I definitely wouldn't have gotten that one.
All right,
song
cool.
Number six?
What was song number six? I want to hear that one too. Let's hear that.
Okay, One Direction. Cool. That was a cool theme.
That was a great theme there. And shout out to you, Kayla, for winning and being with Alex and smelling so good today. That means you're getting hooked up with NBA 2K18. Play my team and collect cards featuring NBA legends from yesterday and today to create your perfect fantasy team. You can compete in a variety of modes in NBA 2K18 rated E10+. Get it now on PS4, PS3, Xbox One, Xbox 360, PC, and Nintendo Switch. Do you have one of those consoles? I hope so.
Yes.
Okay, good. We're covered. Otherwise, I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. All right, hang on the line. We'll get all of your information. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and the more I think about it, Alex, more times than not, I think with Ask Alex, it's a good thing because I think we're able to open up discussions, create dialogue, and sometimes help people.
And sometimes make things worse.
Yes, sometimes. That's what I said for the most part. This week here on the Joe and Alex Show, we got an email. You can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, from Adele. You're on Ask Alex. What is your question?
Hi. I need some advice about me and my boyfriend.
Okay.
Have you guys ever heard of, like the thing in movies where best friends have like marriage pacts and stuff like that?
Oh yeah, or even not in movies, but it's like, hey, like, okay, if I'm 40 and you're 40 and we're still single, we're gonna get married.
Yeah, like that?
Yes. Well, sort of like that, but apparently my boyfriend had like the same sort of pact with his ex-girlfriend, but it's a baby pact instead.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Wait, a baby pact? Okay, what's going on with this pact here?
I'd never heard of it before until all of a sudden, out of the blue, yesterday, I'm at the salon, I'm getting my hair done, and my boyfriend calls me. He says he needs to talk to me about something. It's like, it can't wait. It's super important. It's got to be right now. So I'm like sitting there in the chair, and he drops this bomb on me that he says his ex just called him. They haven't dated for like 5 years. And apparently, like when they were dating, they made this baby pact that if one of them wanted a baby by the time they were 33, then the other one would be willing to make that happen.
Oh my gosh, are you livid?
I'm not happy about it. I mean, he didn't know me at the time. I'm not mad they had that discussion, I guess, but he just called me out of the blue.
Yeah,
in public.
But I mean, what's the big deal? This is in the past. This is way before he even knew you. So what?
They're dating now, Joe. They're together. Now he can be having a baby with another chick?
Yeah. She called him and was like, hey, I'm 33. I decided I want a baby. Like, pay up.
Dude. So that means he'd have to sleep with her, too.
That's what he said. He said that he feels responsible for keeping his end of the bargain.
What? So he wasn't even telling you, like, just that it was a thing? He's telling you he feels like he needs to, like, do it?
Right, exactly. Like, he made a promise, and he can't break a promise. He doesn't want to break up with me. He just has to have sex with her enough to get her pregnant.
Okay, well, okay, I know that sounds weird, but listen, Alex, you're single right now, but when you meet that right guy, and he's your prince charming, and everything works out, and you're married, are you really going to find out that you married a man that doesn't keep his word?
Joe, here's if he...
That sounds like a yes. Okay, you want to marry a man that won't keep his word.
Well, if he's married to me or dating me, then yeah. I kind of feel like it's not too crazy to expect him to not sleep with somebody else. But here's the thing, Adele, is that if he can't get her pregnant the first time, then how many times is he going to be having sex with her? What if it takes her a year or 2 years to get pregnant? He's going to be constantly sleeping with her, with his ex-girlfriend, trying to get her pregnant while he's dating you.
Right, and it doesn't feel right to me. It doesn't feel right for him to sleep with her once. It's like, isn't that what, like, turkey basters are for? But...
Well, I think it's a little more elaborate than turkey basting, but I get you, though. Like, you're saying maybe his stuff could go into a cup and then doctors could do their thing and make a miracle happen.
Right.
But Adele, you would be cool with him. Okay, even no matter how he got her pregnant, if she gets pregnant with his sperm and has a baby that's half his, you're going to be okay with that? Like, if you're trying to imagine a future with him, then you're okay. Like, all right, go ahead and get this other girl pregnant. So she's always going to be a part of our family now. There's all, you know what I mean? Like, if he gets this other girl pregnant and if you have any desire to have a future with him, now his ex-girlfriend is going to be a part of your life because he's going to have a kid with her forever.
Well, he claims that it would just be like, as soon as she's pregnant, that's it. He's out. He doesn't have to be a part of the kid's life. But then I don't know how I feel about that. Like, that's your child. And like, I don't want his ex to be a part of our lives. But then on the other hand, I don't want him to be the kind of person who's just like, okay, like, I had a kid. Good luck.
Yeah.
But it's an agreement, though. And that's what I think you have to understand. It's not like this guy just hooked up with some random girl, got her pregnant, like, oh, I'm having nothing to do with that. I think it's weird. Like, I will accept that. This is not your normal thing. But I would like to hope or think that my wife, Lindsay, we've been married now for a couple of years. I'll be honest, I don't have a baby or, marriage pact with anybody from the past. But if I did have a baby pact like this, like your boyfriend Adele, like he does, I would like to think that my wife would at least be understanding and open to the possibility.
That's insane. You're mentally deranged.
No, I am not.
Adele,
no,
break
not.
Up with him. He, clearly you are not the number one woman on his mind if he's willing to do this. I think it's crazy. I think the normal, responsible, upstanding thing to do would be for him to tell this ex-girlfriend, I'm so sorry. I know what I said when we were single and whatever, or dating at the time. And then if we were still single, but like, now I'm not single. I'm with somebody that I really care about. And if he really cared about you, then he would say, I'm sorry, but I can't follow through. That's it.
That's how I feel. That's completely, you said it so well, but he says that he feels like a bad friend if he doesn't keep his end of the agreement, which I just think is, I think it's crazy. I think it's crazy on so many levels.
Adele, if your friend needed something like a kidney or some kind of transplant that you could do, would you give it to him?
That is totally not even close
let
to the same
her
thing.
Answer, please let her answer the question.
First and foremost, of course, yes, but like, he's not the only sperm match for her. It's not like she's going to go her life without a child if she doesn't get his specific sperm.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know. I know a girl that, for whatever reason, she was divorced, never had a kid from previous things, and then eventually she's like 40-something. She had to get the process, I forget what it is, where they make the baby inside you. They put it all together, in vitro fertilization or whatever that is. And it was one of her good gay friends, one of her good buddies. He ended up being the dad. And he's around a little bit, but he's still not the baby's dad, but he is technically the father.
You know what I think? I think this ex-girlfriend of his is psycho crazy. She sees him happy in a relationship with someone else, and she's trying to manipulate him back into her life. And so she's holding this pact over his head to try to get him back with her. That's what I think.
All right. 317-239-1009 today for Ask Alex. Also, Joe and Alex Show on our social media, Twitter and Instagram. What do you think with the situation for Adele? Should she be a little more understanding and let her current boyfriend, you know, help out with a deal that he made? I mean, isn't he supposed to be a man of his word? Or hell no. Like Alex, like, I don't care. That's the past of the past. Good luck. Go find yourself a new sperm donor. Ask Alex. It involves Adele's boyfriend. Has a pact of sorts. Promise that he made with an ex-girlfriend. It's a baby pact.
Can we just take a moment to pause and imagine being at the same place getting brunch. Let's say Patachou. You're sitting at Patachou.
Bless you. Bless you.
Adele is sitting behind you gossiping with the girlfriends, and she's like, girl, you will not believe what Jason just told me yesterday. I cannot even believe it. He says that he's got to get this girl pregnant because he's got to keep his word. I mean, can you imagine hearing this, like overhearing this conversation? This is crazy.
317-239-1009. We'll get to your calls in just 1 second. But Liv the Web Girl, what are we getting in our social media this morning?
Andre said, didn't think I'd ever say this, but 100% agree with Yo Alex Raps. And as far as Joe's advice on honoring this pack, Dios mío. And then, what is that? If I pronounce that right.
Dios what?
Mío.
Is that
what, the cat?
Is that Spanish?
Dios mío.
Is that Spanish?
It's Dios mío.
I don't know Spanish, guys.
What does that mean?
M-I-O?
And then someone said...
I think, doesn't Dios mío mean like, oh my, or like something like, oh
my
boy.
God. Yeah. Like God, whatever. Yeah. Dios.
Oh, Jesus, okay. Oh my
Jesus.
Okay,
and then someone said, is this a new excuse for guys to cheat now? Insane. Absolutely not. She needs to leave him or smack some sense into him.
Okay, well, I can already feel like where this is going to go.
Everyone's getting violent.
I know, people hurt. Alyssa, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about this pack that Adele's boyfriend is trying to fulfill?
I think it's kind of gross. Like, that's borderline cheating, in my opinion, because, like, that's your boyfriend, and you're clearly not the only one on his mind if he wants to get his old best friend or whatever pregnant.
Hold on. He didn't say he wanted to. This is where I think people listening, sometimes you get caught up and don't hear the whole story, and guys always get like the bad side of it. He didn't say, Alyssa, that he wants to do it. He says that he feels like he has to do it. Like it's a deal he made. He didn't say, well, I want to go get my ex pregnant. I mean, do you see where he's coming from at least?
Well, okay. If you have to do something and you want to do something, like you're not going to do it if you don't want to.
Agree.
I don't know. There's a lot of times I go visit my wife's family, and I'm like, I don't want to do this, but I have to go do it. So,
but that's your wife, not your ex.
I know.
Like, that's your wife's family that you have to go.
Mm-hmm. I always believe that your word is your bond, and maybe I'm wrong, Alyssa. Maybe like your word's not that big of a deal anymore.
Mariah on Facebook said, I don't normally agree with Alex, but this time I do. Adele, it's time to say hello from the other side. Run.
Renee's on the Joan Alex show. Renee, what did you want to say?
Okay, so I have three things. My first one, Joe, it's for you. How would you feel if you're all of a sudden your wife came up to you and said, hey, I have an ex-boyfriend that wasn't able to find a woman to have his baby. Now he wants me to do it because we made this pact. So how would you feel knowing that your wife all of a sudden says, well, I feel like I should have to keep this promise, even though she's married to you? Second of all, if he sits there and states that to Adele that I feel like I should keep this promise, then he never was a true man in to begin with. The third thing is the only reason this woman is back in his life is because she can't find anybody to be with her psycho butt, and she still wants to be a part of his life and wants him back in her life. So that's why she wants him to have her baby.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, get her pregnant. Yes, absolutely. That is exactly what I think. This girl is crazy.
I don't know how politicians do it, because you gave me three things, and I don't even remember the first part of it.
What was
the first thing?
Well, that's your typical man there. They never listen to the first
part. They never do.
I
think she said, like, okay, so if Lindsay said, hey, before I met you.
Oh, yeah, if the guy wanted to, like, knock Lindsay up or whatever like that. Well, I think it's different. I think we're simply talking because she wanted the baby. Like, I think it's more of the woman kind of a thing, like her trying to have the baby herself. Because, listen, one day Lindsay's going to forget to take her birth control, and I'm going to get her pregnant. Like, she'll get that baby, no problem, unless my stuff doesn't work. So I think it's a little bit different as far as what you brought up right there.
It's not different. Oh, it's not different.
We're going to have to agree to disagree, but I appreciate you calling in.
There is literally a tweet from someone at Joe and Alex Show that says, definitely should have some ground rules from Bree.
See,
Bree, honey,
go.
No, Adele is worth more. She's worth more.
Sally's on the Joe and Alex Show. You're saying no way to this? Why?
Obviously, when they made this pact, they were too young to remember to say, provided the other one isn't married. And they should both be old enough now to realize that's the way it is. There's no way she should go along with letting her husband be with another woman.
Sally, and I don't disagree with you, was it the greatest deal ever made in the history of mankind? No, but unfortunately, I think a deal is a deal, even if there's not a good end to it. Yeah, you're right. Like, they should have had some provisions in there and exceptions, but if that's the agreement that they made, shouldn't they have to hold up their end of the bargain?
Not this one.
All right.
You keep making alternative facts to this, but this one didn't go. This one just doesn't hold up. That's crazy.
All right, Sally. I get what you're saying, but sometimes there's a deal. If you agree to it, I feel like as a man or as a woman, you got to keep your part. Live the Web Girl, what else are we getting online?
Well, Andre just wanted us to know that Dios Mio means my God.
There it is. Edumacational. This show is edumacational.
Multicultural.
Yes, and then Tracy said, oh, hell no.
That's okay, Tracy. You guys obviously don't believe in keeping deals and bargains.
Joe, Sarah is firing some shots at you.
What? My name's Joe, not Alex. What's wrong here?
How would Joe feel if Lindsay's Filipino ex-boyfriend that she's still friends with and carries the teddy bear around from came around back in the picture and said they needed to have a child because of a peg they had?
Wait, who did that?
Sarah? That's what Sarah says about your wife and her Filipino ex-boyfriend she steals the teddy bear of.
Sarah's been listening.
Which is creepy. Yeah, because Sarah knows everything about my wife right now, because that's a true story.
Sarah is an OG fan of the Joe and Alex show.
Yeah, a couple shots below the belt.
I'm killing that damn bear, because that bear is in our bed. We have got so many people trying to get in this morning for Ask Alex. Adele's boyfriend has a baby pact with an ex-girlfriend, and she wants him to keep his word. Adele doesn't, but the girl does. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex show on our Twitter and Instagram. Live the Web Girl.
Ashley says, hello. It's called a sperm bank. I keep a deal on I'll pick up milk, not I'll give you a baby.
I think she meant to say hello.
Yeah, I think you misread that one right there.
Hello is about Adele.
Whoopsie, sorry about that.
Hello.
Hello. Pronounced Let's go to Leanne or Lan or Lan or whatever. What's up?
Jeez.
Hi, it's Leanne.
That's what I said.
Good grief, Joe.
I'm sorry, I need some coffee. What do you think about this?
Well, honestly, I think that she needs to talk to this ex-girlfriend and see if this baby tech thing is actually a real thing, because what it sounds like is either he, she, or both of them are trying to come up with an excuse to roll around in the sack.
Ooh.
And just in case she gets pregnant, he can say, oh, no, babe, remember we talked about this. This is what you wanted.
Ooh, okay. All right. I appreciate that. 317-239-1009. Let's talk to Josh this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. Nobody's really thinking about the repercussions of this said baby. You know what I mean? Everything aside, I mean, she's going to have to lie and say that, you know, some other total stranger is the dad. Or, you know, just tell this poor kid that, you know, he was just part of some packed deal that they made, you know, back when they were kids. I mean, you know, I think that that's going to have a big effect on it, you know.
Josh, I think
you want to, you know.
I think you're the first, like, reasonable caller this morning. I can actually see your perspective right there.
Totally.
I think that's a decent point to bring up right there.
You know, I wouldn't want to, you know, grow up being all, like, awesome total stranger, but, you know, either the case, I mean, either that, or, you know, say the dude wants to be in the kid's life, you know, or he doesn't, you know, he's still going to pay child support on it.
No, that's true. Unless, we don't know the whole thing about Adele, but maybe she's financially able to carry on right there. Let's go to Christy on line number 4. Christy, what did you want to say about this? Hey, good morning.
Well, I have a question for you, Joe. So you want to say he's an honorable man for keeping the pact, right?
I think most times, yes. If you make a deal, you should keep your word.
So my question is, does any honorable man walk away from a child, whether or not the woman wants them in the life, like in the child's life? Like, I don't think an honorable man would have a child and be okay with not being a part of his life, because just like Josh just said, you know, a child's going to need both, you know, parents, whether they're together or not. But I don't think you want to say he's honorable for keeping the pact.
I get what you're saying, but Christy, I get you, but I think that the man needs to be there, like, if that's what she wants. But I brought up, maybe you missed it at the very beginning of Ask Alex, I know a guy that donated his sperm to a good girlfriend of his because she wanted to at least, you know, be from somebody that she knew. He's not really involved in the baby's life, but she's still able to have a child and all that. She's a little bit older.
Yeah.
I don't think that guy's a dirtbag dad. I get what you're saying.
No,
he's not
there.
No, I don't
either. But is he honorable?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to throw honorable. I mean, that's a pretty, like, when I think of honorable, I think of, like, you know, our servicemen. I think of my grandfather that never, you know, broke a promise.
I'm not saying this guy's a true American hero. Like, no, those are two different things, Chrissy. Of course not. I think men and women that serve and protect are on a whole nother level. But I'm saying, as far as it's honorable to keep your word. You know what I mean? Like, if you say you're going to do something, you should do it.
Well, I don't disagree except for when it's to the detriment of another human being. So the person that you're with or the child.
Okay,
you
Kirstie.
Know, I can see that. Yep.
Well, I appreciate your call. Thank you. Well, it's not me. I'm not getting anybody pregnant.
We're not going to be able to take any more calls now, but if you go to Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, you can comment. And just to wrap this up, I feel like I should read a comment from a hater.
Ooh, we got plenty of those lately. Did they downgrade our Facebook review number or what?
Not yet. Not this. I'm sure it's coming,
God.
But I'm going to read this exactly how it's written. All right?
Mm-hmm.
It's from Aaron. Adele is full of crap. Calling in for attention and the show host are worst radio people I have ever heard. How do you have job? From Aaron. Thank you, Aaron, for that. I commented, we're playing the world's smallest violin for you, Aaron, with a gif of Mr. Krabs playing the world's smallest violin. You can go like that. Like the crap out of it. Love it. Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. Show your support for the Joe Now Show. Woo! Worst radio host ever.
Can people do this too? Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. Go there and like you can rate the station from a 1 to a 5. Give it an honest review, like what you think about the show and the station, and then give it a number 1 to 5. And read, don't say what it is, but read some of the comments from past reviews the past 2 weeks. Oh my God. People have been hating so
Hater
bad.
Alert. Hater alert.
Wrestler Ric Flair, Nature Boy right there, revealed that in his lifetime, he has been with over 10,000 women. That's a lot of women.
That's
right
disgusting.
There.
Disgusting. And also, I feel like impossible. I feel like it would just fall off. I mean, pardon my French, but come on.
Well, you could put it back on if it fell off. But 10,000 women. He says he regrets the nickname that he has for his member. Any guesses, Alex, about Ric Flair? What would he have named his third leg little guy? Any
Ric
of that kind
Flair's
of stuff?
Nickname is Nature Boy, correct?
Correct.
So I mean, what is it like? The Boy Scout, the tree trunk? It's got to be something naturey.
Woo!
Am I close?
No, producer MYK.
I don't know what it is.
Do you know the name without or because I want you to guess? If you know it, then you're out.
Oh, I already know.
Okay,
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ric Flair called his member Space Mountain.
That's gross.
He referred to it as Space Mountain for years because he's asking women if they wanted a ride.
Yeah, I was just going to say, don't ruin a precious and classic, iconic kids ride at Disney, please.
317-239-1009. Yeah, here you go. There's your Space Mountain.
Space Mountain music.
Don't ruin this for us. I don't want to be thinking about this next time I go to Disney World. Thank you.
That's what the D stands
for.
So he
said, how many people did he claim?
10,000.
All right, so just did the math here.
Okay,
if he had
okay.
sex with one woman every day for 27.4 years, that would total 10,001.
Wow.
Impressive. That's dedication right there.
But it'd have to be a different woman. It couldn't be the same.
Yeah, 10,000 different people. So he would have to have done it for 27.4 years.
All right. So what is your member's name? Like, I mean, guys, if you got a name, sure. I prefer to hear from women like what you call your guys' stuff. 317-239-1009. Let's go also to our social media, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.
I actually cannot with the text message I just received from one of my good friends.
Oh, you got a text. What did your friend say?
So apparently she calls her husband's little husband the judge. I don't want to know why. I guess it judges her. And he calls her boobs Mary-Kate and Ashley, and she says my hoo-ha is Elizabeth like the other Olsen.
Oh, the other Olsen.
Let's talk to Christina on the Joe and Alex Show. Christina, what is the nickname?
I call it my snookums.
Your husband's or your own?
Well, not mine, but my boyfriend.
Okay, your boyfriend's is Snookums.
How did that? Is that a repeated name for multiple ones? Like every guy you've
no.
been with, or just
no?
Calm down. I just. How did you come up with Snookums?
You know what? To be totally honest, it came out of a kid's book when I was a kid.
That is disturbing.
That is messed up. Oh
Why
my
are
gosh.
All of these people correlating these areas with kids' rides and kids' books?
It's a small world after
I don't know. I just remembered it one day, and I was like, you know what? That's what I'm going to call your penis.
Thank you, Christina, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Going to line number 3, Clint's on the Joe and Alex Show. Clint, what's the nickname, man? Clint.
The truth.
You call it the truth.
Yes.
Why is it called the truth?
Because women can't handle the truth.
Oh!
You want the truth? You can't handle the truth! Ric Flair called his wiener Space Mountain because he said every chick wanted to get on and take a ride. We're wondering, what is the nickname for your member or maybe your guy's member? 317-239-1009. Liv the Web Girl, what are we getting on our social media right now?
Courtney said George. We call it George after the president. And then Jackie said, I call my spouses Sergio, and I had a boyfriend in the past I named Rufus off the hairless mole rat on the Disney show Kim Possible.
Stop.
Wait, stop. He manscapes then?
Well, not the other one, because it was called George as in Bush.
I don't need way too many details this morning. Let's go to Amber this morning on the Joe and Alex show. Amber, what's the nickname?
Fred.
You call it Fred?
Yeah, because he can make the bedrock.
Oh,
you lucky lady.
That's great.
Thank you for calling in this morning, Amber.
Wilma!
Yabba dabba doo!
Yabba dabba doo me!
Nick's on line number 4. Nick, what's the nickname?
Hey, it's the pant snake, but it goes with my girls who's of the garden. So it's like, you know, my snake wants to roam around your garden am I eating fresh from the garden today?
All right.
That is disgusting.
But it's honest, and that's good. Let's go to, Anonymous. You want to do an anonymous person real quick?
Yeah, because you know it's going to be good.
Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's the nickname?
Hey, guys. So it's actually what my husband calls mine, it's Juicy Fruit.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. So, and plus, he takes my daughter to school every morning. So that's the reason I'm like, yeah, I better not give you my name.
wait. So is he listening right now?
Yeah, he probably is. So he knows it's me.
And the daughter's listening too. Hey, yeah. Daughter. Wait. Your mama's Juicy Fruit.
Exactly. Next time she hears him say, hey, you got some juice. I need that Juicy Fruit.
Ew. Okay.
He knows it's not going to be the gum.
Since he's listening, you want to give him a message from Juicy Fruit for later tonight?
He gets that every night.
Oh! Wife goals!
He's got that juicy. Wait, do you have a nickname for his stuff then?
I don't. That's the thing. I don't have one for him.
Oh, shame on you. You got to get something.
I know. I got to come up with one. All the names that you guys are getting today. I'm
Big
Red. Good ideas, though.
Why don't you call him? Wait, is he a redhead? Wait, is he a white guy or a black guy?
No,
or?
I'm white and he's black. So oh, call we got to come up with something.
Big Red.
No.
Extra. Call all these guns are nasty.
No. Call it Tootsie Roll right there.
Oh, that's good.
Let me see that Tootsie Roll. Okay, I know it's a butt thing, but hey, thank you for calling in this morning.
Thanks, guys. You guys are great. You make my morning every morning.
I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
We love you, Juicy Fruit.
We should have people named Alex as Juicy Fruit. What would you call that?
Nope.
Okay, I shouldn't have said that. That's something I thought about saying, but I shouldn't have said it. Sorry. Ooh. That's my scary ooh. Real scary. It's the Joe and Alex show. Right now, somebody is going to win Indie Screen Park passes. And this is a fun game, too, if you're in the car or at home or at work. I really hope you're at work right now when you're listening. You can play this game and see who is right. Alex has not heard any of these clips, but I'd like her to kind of keep track, too, to see how well she knows this. We're going to do, is it a sexy or scary scream? And by sexy, I mean, like, adult sexy.
Okay, all right. Got it.
You know, like you're having a good time, sexy?
Sure.
Like that kind of a scream?
Oh! Yes!
Yeah. Kind of like that.
Okay.
Let's get somebody to play this morning. Amelia, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hi.
Do you like the idea of this game? Are you excited? Is this your forte?
Yeah, I guess. I don't really understand.
Okay, so do you understand, like, you hear someone screaming and you have to tell us, is it a sexy scream or, like, from an adult movie? Or is it scary? Like, a scary scream. It's someone that's scared.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
All right, so you just say it's sexy or it's scary.
Here we go. Here's your first clip. Good luck, Amelia. I want you to let us know, is this a sexy or scary scream?
Scary.
That was correct.
Okay, that's what I was going to guess.
All right. Listen to this next one and let us know. Is it a sexy or scary scream?
Sexy.
That's also my guess.
Two for two, both of you.
Okay,
we'll see. I want to see. Some of these are going to get hard. I think you may not get them all right.
Don't
Let's see
say
here.
Get hard. Don't.
What do you mean get? Oh, get hard.
Difficult.
Okay. Here's your third one. Sexy or scary scream?
Gary?
Yes.
Wow.
Look at you so far.
Oh, yeah.
She is an expert.
I thought that one might have tripped you up a little bit.
She's a sexpert.
All right, here's your fourth one. Here we go.
Oh.
God.
Sexy.
Yeah. If you guessed wrong on that, I couldn't know.
You couldn't think like that was like him like being scared, like, oh, I'm dying.
No.
All right, sexy or scary scream.
Ooh, sexy?
Ooh.
That was a scary one.
Yeah, that one's hard. That one's like got one foot
please,
over.
Please don't say hard.
Difficult. Oh, yeah.
Please stop saying hard. All right, is this a scary or sexy scream here? Good luck, Amelia. Let's see.
Sexy.
I was going to guess sexy, too.
Why? Okay, because it's probably the ending,
right?
It's the ending.
Yeah, the end definitely sounds sexy.
That was a scary scream.
Ooh.
Can it be both?
It could be a scary sexy. And here's your final one, trying to get you those Indie Screen Park passes. Listen closely. This one's it's the longest one. It's almost 10 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh my gosh, Joe! What even is that?
Wait, hold on. I might need to play that one more time.
No.
Just to make sure you heard it.
I'm gonna guess sexy.
Yeah, sexy.
It was. Hey, way to go. We got a winner here today. Amelia, you're getting hooked up with Indie Screen Park passes. I don't think you'll be hearing any of this there.
Oh my God.
That'd be kind of scary if you walk around a corner and that's going on.
It'd be scary if you hear the,
That's the scariest part.
You guys thought that was scary? I thought it was kind of like, hey, how you doing? That was kind of like the best sound of the whole thing.
If my husband ends up sounding like that and I find out the first time that we have sex on our wedding night, I am going to give the ring back.
Why?
File the paperwork that night.
I'm going to pull a Britney Spears and a Kim Kardashian. Nope.
Joe's Need to Know News. Some interesting stuff this morning. The historic amphitheater in Noblesville, formerly known as Clips Music Center, unveiled their new partnership on Wednesday, along with a new name. And I saw it, like the TV article or the TV story about it, but I cannot say this. It looks like Ruhoff Home Mortgage Music Center, but I know
it is Ruhoff. No, it is Ruhoff.
Am I saying it right? Okay, I thought I was saying it wrong, but I guess that's the new naming right. I don't know how long they have it for right there. But I know people are like, it's still Deer Creek to me. But I think that's how it is for anybody. Like when it's an original thing, a name like, I don't know. You want to keep the original name. People are always doing
that. Well, Deer Creek was in the 80s, so it's been a while.
It was crazy. They were doing the conference yesterday, going over all the acts and artists that have come through there. Like, just legendary people. I'm like, dang.
Yeah, it's a cool place.
Look at you there. So I've went there a few times for shows. It's always been fun.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, I don't know if this is ever going to be a Murder Monday, but this is a crazy story. Police in Florida just solved a cold case from 1990. A 40-year-old woman named Marilyn in Florida answered a knock at her door. It was a clown with white makeup, an orange wig, and a red nose, and balloons that said, "You're the greatest!" Then the clown pulled out a gun and shot her in the face.
Oh my gosh, it literally is like it.
It is. She died in the hospital 2 days later. The case went cold, mainly because the cops focused on the woman's husband, who was innocent. But 3 years ago, the police reopened the case, and it led them to a new suspect.
Whoa.
The woman who is now married to him.
No way.
Yeah, this is some crazy stuff right here. She's a 54-year-old woman named Shyla, and she's was 27 at the time of the murder and was probably having an affair with Michael, even though he denied it to the cops back then in 1990. But after interviews with witnesses and new DNA tests, there was enough evidence to indict her, and she was just arrested for first-degree murder.
Bro.
Holy crap. Oh, my gosh. Oreo, this is kind of delicious news, has introduced their own cookie-infused hot cocoa mix. Are you a hot cocoa drinker?
I'm not really a chocolate person. I like chocolate chip cookies, and I love cookies and cream.
Yes.
Chocolate bars, but that is literally pretty much it for me.
Cookies and cream ice cream?
Cookies and cream is my favorite ice cream.
Nom, 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 nom. So good. It's going to be on shelves sometime in October nationwide. I know you're in a sense dating. You're not dating anybody right now. And I know Liv the Web Girl might have at least have friends that know these. But a couple of terms I wanted to throw at you guys. Or maybe producer MYK too. There's a new dating term called submarining. Has anybody here ever heard of submarining?
No.
Okay, tell me if you've heard of something similar. Submarining might be the worst term, like, thing that could happen to somebody. It's not good at all. What it is it's when you ghost someone for a while, and then you resurface out of nowhere and text them as if nothing's wrong. Like, you don't talk for a while. The guy keeps on hitting you up, hitting you up, hitting you up. Then you're like, oh, hey, how's it going, MYK? Good to see ya.
Oh, like a submarine goes down,
comes back up.
Okay, there is another name for this. It's called Mr. Big. Every girl has a Mr. Big. That's what it is.
Oh, like from Sex and the City?
Yes.
And another term right here, tinstagramming. I did look at that. There's also a new term called tinstagramming. Have you heard of tinstagramming?
Nope.
Apparently guys are doing this. It's where you get rejected on Tinder, then you stalk the person on Instagram and try to convince them to go out with you. Apparently guys are doing it a lot.
Never heard of that.
Tinstagramming.
Tinstagram.
Right. Those are just things that I've heard. I was wondering if you knew about that. If anybody's heard of any of those, or maybe you have the same term like Alex does, like Mr. Big or whatever, Joe and Alex Show, you can tweet us.